דף קופטס ואוסיף טס, ישראל ששיעי גדורים לחברו על ידי אליהוד נמי אביונטי. Why did you send a gift to his friend, another Jew, through a goy, an Erev Yontif? And the goy got stuck on the way, and he ended up bringing it on Yontif itself. But I feel Mishur v'Yishvil l'Ochle, tremendous things. You can eat it, even the one who was brought for. Why? Because the whole zera that you can't eat it on that day is maybe you can ask the goy to do it again. But here the goy wasn't doing his own volition, he was just a shliach of somebody else. He brings from the place, and this is only when he was given enough time to get there before Yontif. But if the guy sent him in the fashion that he'll get there on Yontif, then it's also on the first day of Yontif. So another chiddush that's brought over here, that if you know that they have the same thing that's being sent to you that has to be picked on Yontif, you have to be concerned maybe the guy switched it and gave you cheaper stuff that was picked on Yontif. So you have to send it with some type of seal. Avol also chayisol tam luchus on tal adamis. But if it's brought out of the tchum, then we learned before they can't carry more than four amos from where it is. Or if it's a city that has a wall around it, you can't carry it out of the walled city. Within the walls, you can. If it's inside a structure that was built for dwelling purposes, also the entire inside is considered one area. Ramos is a daka, shahoya, daikta me'esma. That's basin muksa. Avaloya, the other daikta me'esma, I've become the lesser use of tchumin. As we should look, the sun is brought from out of the tomb, and you weren't thinking about coming to you on Yontif. Then he says, "The chiddush says, Muksa the chol shel Yisrael tzochachon v'goyim apil mishe loyhu v'mishvi le'osu." So nobody was thinking a goy is going to bring it from out of the tomb, and it's brought from out of the tomb on Yontif. Then it's also for everybody. We treat it as muksa.